Happy Sabbath, everyone. How are things going? Nice and warm in the church. It's cold outside. I really appreciate that. I see Robert and Leanne here. Thank you. You have two wonderful sons. I honor to be able to teach in my class, Vietnamese Clues. Yeah, they're able to speak some Vietnamese to you? Very good. Good. Maybe next time, Robert, you can roll into a Vietnamese school too. Anyway, that's a wonderful family we have in here. Wow, we're coming to Christmas. What does that mean to you? The year ran out so quick? Or is joyful time? Yeah, you know it's joyful time. Think about it. God has blessed us so much. We have many things to thankful for. And especially in the family of God, that we have the Word of God and the church body to learn something that no one in the community really studied. For the Bible to us is so important. So many lessons that we can draw from this that help ourselves grow day in and day out. Well, other people, they just learn from the man thinking. And sometimes work and sometimes doesn't work. But from what the Bible says work. So today I want to share with you something that will work and will help you to understand what this Christmas season is all about. The title of my talk this morning is, say, do you hear what I hear? Do you see what I see? Because, so I'm wondering, the author of the song using some of this idea from the text I want to share with you, and see if we get some idea about this. What does that mean to us? What does it mean from 2,000-year message, what does it mean for us today? Jesus already come as a Messiah, born in Bethlehem, but what does it mean for us? Every word in the Bible must have some meaning, even though in the Old Testament, even though in history. Now, I use the word history very carefully because I'm soaked myself the book Great Controversy for the last several years. The more I read, the more detail I find the material in there. And what I learned from it is history will repeat itself. And so history is so important because Satan, if he worked one tactic good, he will what? Repeat again. And so that's why history is so important. And so now we look at the history 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ came to this earth. What does it mean? Do you hear what I hear? What does that text mean? Okay, go with me in the book of Luke chapter 2. Open your Bible with me in Luke chapter 2. And I want you to see verse 8. Okay? And so I wanna summarize what the passage here when the angel come to the shepherd. Okay, verse 8. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. Okay, so here it is. The shepherd look at the flock by night. They enjoy the time, must be, or I don't know if they have to serve the time, but they take care of the sheep. Then behold, the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Afraid. Now, if you're in the middle of the night and light shines straight in your face, you're afraid? Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course you're afraid. Probably first time you see it. Maybe second time, maybe it's not too bad. But the angel said, do not be afraid. Behold, I bring you a good tidings of joy, which will be to all people. Now, the joy bring to who? Just only the shepherd or to everyone? Everyone live in Judea and everyone live in the world. Okay, so the message come to them. Do they follow? They listen or not? Yes. I want to come to verse 20 so you understand why I start with this title. Then the shepherd returned after the visit. Okay, they go to Bethlehem. They visit Joseph and Mary and worship baby Jesus. And they return. And verse 20 says, the shepherd returned, glorify and praise God for all things that they have heard and seen, it was told them. Now, can I imagine in the field, when they lie on the there, everyone find their own comfortable place, and suddenly they heard a voice. Suddenly they saw the light come from heaven, and they look around. Did you hear it? Did you see it? Was only a few people heard about it or seen it? But the rest of the shepherd in the whole field didn't know about it. Okay, I want to generalize this idea. That means the question comes to you and I, do you hear what they heard? Do you see what they saw? Or we just read the story, just another story, Christmas story. It's very important. Now, those do not see or hear about it, their life is different. But those who accept it and follow it, their life change. It's so important. And now people say, well, maybe I couldn't hear it the first time. Maybe give me a chance a second time. Well, in my Bible, only share with you only a few times that the Holy Spirit were willing to work with you. Okay? Maybe you didn't hear on the field where the shepherd, then you must be heard what's going around in Jerusalem. Okay, what happened in Jerusalem? Well, go with me in the book of Matthew. Okay, go with me in the book of Matthew chapter 2, verse 2. All right, and here we see that the wise men from the east come to Jerusalem because the star leading them there. And they're saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? That means God have given them a miracle, a signal, a light to show, hey, you need to see baby Jesus. For we have seen his star in the east, for the east, and have come to worship him. Oh, yes, a new miracle that God lead other people to follow. The people that have not accepted Jesus, the people have with living the word, they heard about the message, they will follow. But there's many people don't follow. So, I don't have time to go to everyone, but who able to actually see Jesus when Jesus was born? Within a few years. Of course, Joseph, Mary, right? Who else? Huh? Yeah, the wise men. They go in there, and even though people say, you know, you just go and find out for me and tell me I come there. Okay, so they go first, they saw Jesus. And who else? The shepherd and Simeon. Remember Simeon? The story, oh, I find Jesus. I want to see Jesus before I die. And so, now why God only revealed to only a few of these people? Do you think God want to reveal more than these people? Do you think Jesus, when he come back, he want more people will see him come from heaven? Yes. How come Jesus, first event, only few? Now, I believe God have revealed much, much, much more. But somehow, in the busyness of their life, sometimes they doubt that they decided, well, give me time to think about it. It's kind of weird. What about King Herod? Did God reveal to him? Yes or no?
No.
Yes. The wise men couldn't go directly to Bethlehem, but decided God wanted to save King Herod, just like King Nebuchadnezzar. King Herod, no. Where's Bethlehem? He decided, go there first and let me know later. My friend, King Herod, no. What about the Pharisees? The Pharisees know about it? How come they don't go? They preach about it. They talk about it. But they don't live it. And so the Pharisees know very well out of all the religious leaders that would know about it, and they didn't do anything about it. How about, what about some of the shepherds on the field? Because only a few of them go to Bethlehem. So what I'm trying to say to you, many people know about it, that God wants to reveal everyone. You think God to reveal everyone? Yes, because written the Bible. Right? For what, 2,000 years written the Bible before Jesus' time come. Especially the prophecy of the Messiah. They read it, they learn about it, they talk about it. Right? They know very well. And so what the reason? My question to you today, could it be that when Jesus comes back again, only few people will see him? Are we among those few people? How can we be sure? I don't want to make the same mistake 2,000 years ago, do you?
No.
Okay, let me tell you, there's a tragedy that you make a mistake. Well, people say, well, I don't see it. That's okay. Later on, I accept him as Messiah. That's fine. Why do I have to see him when he's born? I would see him when he's 30 years old, he ministry. No, no, my friend, listen. The people did not first see Jesus. Later on, they still have doubt in their mind. And later on, their life is not rooted with the truth. At the very end, they say, crucify him. You see, when you miss the revelation of God, you might fall in the wrong revelation group. And so what I'm trying to say to you, the end time, same thing. When you miss Christ's return, either you accept him before he returned or after he returned, and you fall in the wrong group. That's why you have to be precise. God have a formula, and he come precise. He not delay. We delay. He don't delay. We don't know the timetable. He know his timetable well. He, after all, he's created time, doesn't he? We don't know anything about time. We live in the dimension that we're so limited. We don't see everything. So many things God revealed to us, we don't know. But God will reveal a little bit at a time. So, now four type of people back then. And I want to share with you, maybe we can relate it as today as well. Go to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, we're talking about sowing the seed. Let's look at a different view, okay? About what type of people back then? All right, Matthew chapter 13, verse 3. And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. And verse 4. And he saw some seed fell by the wayside, and the bird came and devoured them. All right. And so the wayside. The first group of people is wayside. That means on the way that everyone will see. There's a lot of traffic, a lot of things going on. People like to live in a busy city. People want to stay up really late, have nightlife. All this, everything busy. But when the truth comes, Satan comes and puffs it away. Now, here it is. I'm talking about these are four groups of people in Matthew chapter 13. It's talking about the people who believe in God and go to church. Okay? And so the Bible talking about us here. And so here the people go to church, but they are so busy. They want to go to church to mingle with friends. To see their girlfriend and boyfriend. They're talking about some business, talking about cooking, enjoy life, another club. That's what the people, when they go to the synagogue, they enjoy to hear what the Pharisee were teaching them, but the word doesn't go to their mind. By the time they walk out of the synagogue, Satan come along and pluck that away. And so when the Pharisees talk, the Messiah is coming this time frame, and get to say, well, I don't see it, so I don't believe it. And that there's always doubt, whatever the pastor or the religious leader taught. My friend, some people today like that. Oh, I don't care what the priest is preaching. I don't know if I believe in him. I would talk about it, and they start to gossip and talk about, oh, I don't believe in it. And later on, during the dinner table, and they talk about it, and the children heard about it. And later in life, they ask, why do children go to church? Because a parent with doubt going to church, that's why the children don't want to go to church. My friend, today, so many people are critical about the church. And we ask why young people don't want to go to church anymore. That's why the type of people, when the Messiah comes, they don't believe it. They hurt, but they don't believe it. Why? Because the religious don't believe it. My parents don't believe it. So why should I believe it? This is another club. That's why the group of people. So when Jesus comes, they don't accept it. Oh, that couldn't be. In Bethlehem? Where's Bethlehem? Anything good out of Bethlehem? Nothing. And so they throw everything out the door. Another group of people, they don't believe it. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 5, and so fell on some stony places where they did not have much earth or dirt, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth on earth. So people come to church when all the Pharisees teaching the Bible say, well, I'm so excited, the Messiah is coming and releases from the Roman impression. Yeah, 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 I'm going to go for that. Yeah. When nothing happened, when Jesus came, nothing happened. Oh, he's not. He's a baloney. You see, that's not rude. They don't study the Bible. They only come to church and what? They just listen, but not study. Well, you got to study for yourself. But in the end time, Jesus said, you got to be better than Pharisee. Yes, the Pharisee know the Bible. You got to know even more and deeper. Okay? Not just only learn the Word of God. Not just reading. And so guess what? And so it's not deep enough. And so when storm come, we'll blow the tree away. And when you follow, when the people follow Jesus, Messiah, he healed me, he healed my eyes, he healed my leg, I can walk, I can run, I'm so excited. By the very end, when Pilate put up Jesus up the pedestal, say, do you want Jesus or Barnabas? And everyone say, stone, what is it? Crucify him, crucify Jesus. And you look around and say, all right, yeah, yeah, crucify him, crucify him. You have no root. You say you believe in Jesus, but at the very end time, you follow the crowd to crucify Jesus. You see what happened? The people just want to follow the crowd. And that's why when Jesus revealed to them, they don't believe it, that Jesus Christ comes, first coming. The next group of people, verse 7, and some fell on the some among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. Wow. So there's some people who are very knowledgeable. They read the Bible. They know all the 28 fundamental beliefs. They pay tithe. They're involved in church. They're doing everything. But they don't want to miss the Word. The Word is so good. Church is important, but life is important too. I would enjoy life. And so, in other words, many times there's parties going on, they're drinking, drug, whatever. They just enjoy it, and hopefully church on the Sabbath day and other day is my time. And so much thorn, so much pleasure, they just wheeze them out, and they cannot hold on. Either you can go with God all the way or no way. Because sooner or later, Satan will give you so much pleasure, and you say, why not? Why go to church? It's boring. Look, if I go to a concert, you have 10,000 people clapping, going, yeah, yeah, yeah. You go to church, why was it? Only 20 people. Oh, boring. You want to go to the crowd or not? Yeah, you know, the disciple decided, you know, I said, I'm going to go to see Jesus. And the disciple, no, don't believe in that. What is that? What is that? Life from heaven, the angel? Forget it. Okay, you don't go, that's fine. I'm going by myself. You got to be willing to go. And that's why the very last group of people, verse 8, but other fell on the good ground and yield a crop and some hundredfold, 60-fold, and 30. And so in other words, The last group decided, I'm going to get strong in the faith, and I'll follow and do everything that's right to accept Jesus. Only that group of people. Now, what are these Joseph and Mary, Simeon and the wise men and the shepherd have in common? They got to be having some common, right? They got to be having common because that's, you know, I love God. I don't know about you, but I'm an engineer, and I believe God is an engineer too, you know. He worked with formula. He had a plan. All right. He got structure. All right, Robert, you're an engineer too, right? Yeah, structure. Oh, architecture too, you know. Architecture, builder, yeah. So all this, God have a plan. So what happened? What type of people that heard Jesus came for the first time? What are they have coming? Everyone believe the Messiah is coming. That's for sure they haven't coming. Because if the message come and you don't believe it, that's it. You miss it. So you, at the end time, you have to believe that Jesus is coming soon. I mean, you got to believe from your heart, not believe in your mind. How do you know you believe from your heart? That means you live by it. You don't store every money you have in here and you stay for tomorrow. This is 10 years from now, 20 years, 100 years from now, my great-great-great-grandchildren will do this, blah, 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 you know, all that, see? So you got to live that you know Jesus is coming the next day. Those who are interested and searching with all the heart, they are searching. God say, if you search with all your heart in the book of Jeremiah, you will find him. What does that mean? When God revealed to Jeremiah, that means many people in Israel did not search for Jesus, did not search for the Messiah. If you search for him, you will find him. Continue. Do not let go. Those who are willing to study, do you think all those people I just named, did they study the Bible? Do you think they go to church? Yes or no? Yeah. What if the shepherd in the field say, oh, I don't know what the, I don't believe the Messiah. What is that? What is that Pharisee guy? He preached about Messiah. I don't believe it. And so when the angel comes, oh, Messiah born in Bethlehem, oh, I don't believe in it. I don't believe in the sermons. So I don't believe in you, angel. You see, you got to study. You got to compare with Scripture. You got to see what light is coming to you compared with the Scripture, right? Because today so many people love to see light but don't want to follow Scripture. They saw excitement, Jesus coming soon. That's it. I'm coming soon. I don't care how I live. As long as Jesus is coming soon, take me home. Well, too bad, brother and sister. When he coming, you're not going to go with him. Because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, those people said, Lord, Lord, that I know you. Jesus said, no, I didn't know you. You didn't do what I said. I never knew you. I never knew you. So here's people, they not only study the Bible, but they think about it. They meditate. They meditate. The word come out of your mouth is talking about the Messiah. The word come out of you, in your mouth, is Jesus coming soon. That's how it is. Because when Jesus is coming soon, you recognize it. This is a little joke here. I thought about it. Let's say the shepherd on the field. And, you know, I say, oh, so boring to shepherd all this day and night. You know what? I couldn't wait. All the sheep go to sleep. You and I hit the bar and enjoy the casino in Jerusalem. Right? And so suddenly the light come on. Wow, the casino. Let me go to Jerusalem. See, what you talk about when God revealed to you, you thought that's it is. No. What I'm trying to do, I'm telling you, when you thought about Jesus coming soon, God will appear, then when the light comes, you believe it, or else you will direct to a different place. You understand? The more you think about it on your lip and your thinking, the more you will see God start to talk to you, to communicate with you, or else whatever you think, that's how God can communicate or say he can communicate with you. It's so important. That's why you keep thinking about it. So the Messiah, I believe, Besides talking to the bar, they probably talking about, you know what, I wish Jesus coming that I can see him. Yes, we don't have knowledge of the Bible. We don't know how to read all these Hebrew and Greek and Aramaic. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't read it. But I have a hardened God. So God revealed to them. You see? And so God will reveal to you, doesn't matter what your education background, what your economic level. He will come to you wherever you are. But other people that God revealed to them, they don't accept it. They don't accept it. Pilate. Imagine Pilate say, look at Jesus. Jesus, you know, I have the audacity to free you. And I can do that in this minute. If you just do a miracle for me to see. I want to see a miracle. I haven't seen a miracle for a long time. Do some magic for me, please. And I believe that you're the Son of God. And Jesus said, if I do 1,000 magic, you won't believe either. That means so many people today, I don't care how many times that God wants to reveal to them, they just don't want to believe in it. Oh, that light. Oh, it makes something stars just flying by. That's it. Oh, that star right lead to Bethlehem. Oh, that's something else. You know, they never believe any miracle. They always have doubt. Yes, God give us doubt to searching for it, but you continue to have doubt. That means God will stop revealing to you. That means you have what? Committing to what is called? The Holy Spirit. That means, what do you call that? What are some of the doctrines they're talking about? God will forgive you every sin except to the sin committed to the Holy Spirit. That means the Holy Spirit no, will not reveal to you anymore. Okay? And so if you're in tune with God, day in and day out, learn, search, and plead within your heart. Like Joseph, Mary, the shepherd, when Jesus comes, wow, I love it. I enjoy it. Look at one thing here, Simeon for me here. Some of the characters you see probably, look at Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just, devout, go to church every day, and waiting for the Lord. You see? All these people able to see Jesus Christ first coming because they are ready. They're waiting. They do everything as possible for the Lord. So how do they prepare their mind? I mean, go to the Bible and prepare yourself. It's one thing, but you have to prepare your mind. Okay? Continue searching the Bible. And you know what they learn? They learn prophecy. Don't tell me that prophecy is not important at the end time. If it wasn't important, God wouldn't put it in the Bible. Matter of fact, I believe the Pharisees so focused on the prophecy at the first coming that they know very well that Jesus will come in Bethlehem. They know that's the time frame. They know for sure. So if we want to be ready for the second coming, we have to be so in tune with prophecy, understand the end time, so when Jesus comes, we not recognized by mistake, okay? And so you got to focus it, you talk about it, you study about it, you know about the prophecy. And the thing here, you will follow your instinct where no one will follow you. People will think you crazy. People will think you keep the Sabbath crazy. And now people will think you that Jesus is coming soon. But you know what? The shepherd decided, whatever you guys are doing, I'm going to go into Bethlehem to see my Jesus. I don't care about King Herod. I'm going to go to Bethlehem because I go travel so far away from the east. Okay, I want to come here to see that king of the Jew. You see, we go so far, we got to see it. There's time that you will travel by yourself. And it's hurt, it's lonely. But you have to make that move. Why? The next step I want to share with you here, if you don't want to make move, how can you share the good news? How can the shepherd go back home and share the good news that they saw? You got to taste first. You got to taste the goodness of Jesus Christ before you can share. And so all these people, they share about it. So wonderful thing about it. And they wonderful go share. And the shepherd go home and tell everyone about it. How many people believe in it? I don't know. And they don't care. As long as they keep sharing and sharing until they die. You know what? The more you share the gospel, the more you connect with God. You know that? God will reveal you more truth when you share. Because God only gives you truth to share, not truth to keep. You know? A lot of people want to keep myself. That's all I know. God pour blessing upon us to share. Today, if you're rich, God wants you to share. If you don't want to share, you don't mind God give you to be poor, right? So one, God wants you to share. So the truth that the shepherd, the more they share, they're excited about it, they know the prophecy, that they know all about Jesus. That's what the beauty is all about. And so they go around and ask, do you hear what I hear? Do you see what I see? No? Okay, what about you? What about you? Oh, all over town know about it. If we are those people, we cannot contain that goodness within ourselves. We just like the shepherd, just like Joseph and Mary, just like the wise men. They want to share everyone about it. And they want to explain about it. They talk about it. No one believe it. Doesn't matter. God say, if you witness, they don't follow you. Doesn't matter. We wipe up the dust of your feet. Continue next home. Continue. Because there's 1,000 people are waiting to hear the good news. The early Adventism to be strong is to continue to evangelize. When we stop evangelize, we will die. You know that? That's why I could wait until another year. We got to do evangelistic meeting. Have we done here? Maybe we should do it. Pitch up a tent. Find a community center. Let's do it. Matter of fact, I just share with you. I find a place, and I thought November I would do it, and people would say, oh, no, we don't have time. But anyway, you know what? Next year I'm going to do it. How many people come? I don't know. How many people come? I don't care. I want to do it because for my spiritual life. I want to share it. I want to grow. I want to let Jesus know about it. Everyone can invite it. But we need to do it. But number one is we need to among the crowd who not fall on the wayside. He who not on the stony ground, not on thorny dust, on a good soil. A strong faith. Be ready for his revelation. God will reveal to you and I at the end time, as he did reveal to the shepherd. God would never let you who are seeking for God when he's come back. You wouldn't sleep through. He's going to wake you up in the middle of the night. Or Mr. Terry say, Mr. Terry, 2 o'clock in the morning, Jesus is coming. I'm going to wake up. I'm going to sleep 1,000 years when I go to heaven. I'm going to sleep. I don't want to miss a chance. Going to school, say, oh, we have a final tomorrow. Well, okay, well, Jesus come, I'm taking off. There's no final in heaven. What I'm trying to say to you is, in tune of God's revelation, because God about revealed to you and I at his end time people, as he had revealed to the early church, he will reveal to us. The thing is, are we ready? Are we in the right spot, right time, right moment, right atmosphere? That when the revelation come, I say, yes, Jesus, I'm here. Take me home. I don't want to miss that. I've been working so hard for the last, 25 years. I don't want to miss the boat. How about you? I don't want to miss it. Jesus, don't let me miss this. Like others have missed in the 2,000 years, I don't want to miss this because it's a grand event that I want to be there with Jesus. Do you want to? You want to be there when Jesus comes? You want to prepare your mind, your heart, and your soul for that? Praise God. Lord, our God, you have seen our hand raise up. We want to be ready. Let none of us here in this room hear the message today, we'd be lost. Let none of us have doubt on the revelation that you will reveal to us when you come back again. Help us to see you come in the heaven to take us home. We pray all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.